Karikaran. He gave prema to the, all these animals also. So that was like without any, those animals were like, did they do something in their past lives to have darshans of Mahaprabhu, or it was just completely by chance and causeless?
I haven't really read many commentaries about the prior birth of the animals in Jharkhand. The emphasis there is not on the animals, it's on the phenomenal power of avatar of Gauranga. He was in South India and he liberated coconut trees. Seven trees he embraced when they got liberated. And Chaitanya Mangal, there was a dog, he had a pet puppy, he liberated the puppy. Gave the puppy a Siddhadeya. There was Shivananda Sen's puppy dog. He traveled with the party to Jagannath Puri. And there was his own seeing the dog, and the dog got a Siddhadeya, got a spiritual body, went to Vaikuntha. So it just shows the great power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can even make tigers dance with deer, kiss deer. Elephants are dancing. Just like Jesus Christ in the Bible, he walked on water and he did all these cool miracles. So the Lord Chaitanya did miracles also.
So at least the dog was, the puppy was sent to Vaikuntha, but he didn't get the benefit which, like, we are getting by reading the books of Rupa Goswami.
Celebration means the dog went to Vaikuntha. She's asking, not to Vaikuntha.
Well, I don't know about Jharkhand. It doesn't say where all those guys went. But the dog of Sivananda Sen is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He got prema, he got a Siddhadeya in the spiritual world. So I mean, it's Vaikuntha, Goloka doesn't say exactly. So Siddhadeya means spiritual body in the spiritual world. So you can ask questions, you got a body of the dog? You and me, and it's not told. It says Siddhadeya.
And then Mahaprabhu touched different people and they started doing Harinam with ecstasy, and he gave prema to all of them when we read.
You're one of them. He touched you also. So now you say Hare Krishna. You look like you have prema also.
It's not manifested yet. You give me blessings.
You're not aware of it. It's already manifested. You can't see it yet. What are you saying? What's your question?
So when we read that Mahaprabhu gave prema, distributed prema freely to everyone, so that means those people who got the prema and they were feeling ecstasy, but with the prema, like, what was their bhava, like, what was their rasa also, like, they had the symptoms of prema. But like we are striving for the bhav, like, of Manjari, but what have their future be? Would like just prema, but or is it naturally understood or taken for granted that they would have got what Mahaprabhu came to give it to us through for the Swami as well?
I guess all those elephants and tigers and deer became Manjari. Because Lord Chaitanya came to give Manjari Bhav. So all the tigers became gobies, like a legion type. The legion, the Pragavya, Prakara, Vamya Prakara gobies. Tough guys, tough girls. These details aren't sold by Shastra, so we can only guess.
Because the other aspect, they say, we cannot get the sadhya vastu without doing sadhana as well. So they didn't do any sadhana. So how can they get also?
Look at Pujana.
Yes.
Pujana is a witch, Kesari. She came to kill Krishna when he was 6 days old. But she disguised herself as a Vrijvasi mother. And Krishna gave her Dachi, Citadel as a nurse in Goga Vrindavan. She didn't have any Stairati or Matsayarati. But at the time of killing her, Krishna gave her Stairati. So she came as a mother, and she got Stairati and Matsayarati. So all these tigers, anybody approached Swarthi Chaitanya, they don't have any Stairati. So he gives the Stairati that he came to give. The Stairati that Mahaprabhu came to give is Unat Usula Rasa. Unat Usula Rasa means Madhurya Rasa going on. So that's what he came to give. So the tigers, elephants, dogs, they all got Madhurya Rasa. Rani Rani. Where are you from? Punjabi person. Punjabi?
Yes.
Say Australia. Say Australia. Live in Australia?
Yes.
Okay. Nice country.
No
sadhus. Sadhus are everywhere. Okay.